Obama says he and his grandfather, Stanley Dunham, would stop by Davis's home. As Davis shared his whiskey with Gramps out of an empty jelly jar, Davis would entertain them by reading his poetry. But the key role Frank Marshall Davis plays in the autobiography is not to provide Obama with words from his poems as a voice for Obama's black rage. Instead, Davis is the mentor Obama seeks for wisdom and advice, for instance, when he has a crisis with his grandmother that was so traumatic, Obama still mentions it today. Obama begins the story by recalling a day when he heard his grandparents arguing. Evidently, his grandmother had been harassed by a panhandler when she was waiting for the bus one morning to go to work at the bank. The incident so upset her that she asked Stanley to drive her to work so she could avoid taking the bus. Obama did not understand why she was so upset until his grandfather explained, "It is a big deal. It's a big deal to me. She's been bothered by men before. You know why she is so scared this time? I'll tell you why. Before you came in, she told me the fellow was black." Stanley whispered the word black. And Obama said, "The words were like a fist in my stomach, and I wobbled to regain my composure." So upset by the incident that he could not stay home, Obama sought out the advice of his friend Frank. Later that evening, drinking with Frank Marshall Davis at the poet's Waikiki home, Obama told him the story of his grandmother and the black panhandler. As Barry most likely expected he would be, Frank was sympathetic. Listening closely to Barry, Frank explained to Obama that his grandmother was right to be scared. "She understands that black people have a reason to hate," Davis told him. "That's just how it is. For your sake, I wish it were otherwise, but it's not. So you might as well get used to it." These words sealed the deal for Barry Obama. Frank had just told him he was right to reject his grandparents. Despite all they had done for him, his grandparents were still white folks, and white folks are racist. What else could Barry expect? Obama said Davis's words made the earth shake under his feet. When he steadied himself, he knew for the first time that I was totally alone. Gone were both his father and mother. Now Obama could feel justified concluding he had been abandoned by his grandparents as well. Looked at objectively, how could it have been otherwise? Obama's grandparents were white, and Obama was in the process of forming his identity as an African American. Clearly, in this story, the person Obama identified himself as being was not his grandmother. It was the black panhandler. The story was obviously seminal in forming the adult Obama. Some 30 years later, Obama was still telling the story, this time to a national audience as he was running for president.